game day. It is finally here. The Lakers have played only one game in 10 days, but that changes tonight as we get the Houston Rockets versus the Lakers. 4 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip, the call with John Ireland and Michael Thompson tonight. Excited to get back out there. Excited to get back out there, John. We've been waiting for this.
Mates, if I was one to stir things up.
Yeah,
not,
go ahead.
Not that
stir,
I am.
Stir.
No, I would never be that person.
Spoon.
But I could point out that there are a lot of Real Housewife-type subplots that start tonight at 6 o'clock.
Okay, now you're going to have to explain this. Real Housewife-type
that means
subplots.
Things that are out there that nobody really will talk about, but we all know that they're out there.
Okay, then we're the show that talks about them. Go ahead, talk about them.
Well, how did the Lakers treat Mike D'Antoni on the way out?
Oh, yeah, good storyline.
Let me give you a couple more.
Yeah.
How did Mike D'Antoni and Dwight Howard get along when they were in LA?
Oh, another great one.
How did LeBron feel when Daryl Morey tweeted "Free Hong Kong"?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How do you think LeBron felt when Morey traded his best friend Chris Paul and sent him off to basketball Siberia and gave up on him for Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, right.
You think maybe any of that stuff is boiling underneath the surface as this series starts tonight? Let's go!
All of it is going on. By the way, the D'Antoni thing is interesting because if you go back and you look at that situation, you mentioned D'Antoni and Dwight. I always thought the big mistake, first of all, D'Antoni is a great coach. He was the wrong coach for the Lakers at that time. Based on personnel, wrong coach for the Lakers at that time. And at the very first press conference, his introductory press conference, he said, "The post play is the least efficient play in basketball." Now, he's got Dwight Howard on his team. And Pau Gasol trying to polish up his game, Dwight. And all of a sudden you find out the post play is the least efficient play in basketball. To me, that was a technical error, and he lost guys almost off the jump. D'Antoni and the Lakers, were there hard feelings going on? I don't remember their hard feelings going around.
Magic Johnson tweeted the second they let him go, "Mike D'Antoni just resigned and I couldn't be happier."
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Now, Magic wasn't running he wasn't the president of basketball operations at that time.
So, listen, Mike's got a brother named Dan.
D'Antoni.
Now you know
now the head coach now the head coach at Marshall by
at
the way.
Marshall. So what would Dan D'Antoni say about this series we're about to see start tonight?
It's about the players. Yeah, you know the players. They listen to Mike. They'll be fine, but they don't listen. Yeah, Dwight Howard, he ain't listening to Mike. He ain't listening to nobody. Wait, is this on? Oh, wait, both teams going to play hard.
What happened with the swinging gate and the barn door and all that stuff, Dan?
Well, you know, when we had Nash, all we had to do was have Howard go back around the back of the barn where the horses are, open that gate, swing it to the picket fence, and Nash would have dribbled right through, and you got yourself a gimme basket.
Yeah, there you go, Dan.
But nobody wanted to listen, and we ended up giving the ball to Nick Young. Now, my guess is Nick Young somewhere right now shooting from about 70 feet, and his percentage is about the same as it was with us.
I think you're probably right, Dan. I think you're probably right. Old Dan D'Antoni.
It'd be great if Dan came in for this series. I wonder if he'd come on. It'd be great.
Oh, would that be great if he came on? Analyst for this series? I mean, there's no basketball right now, I'm sure.
If we could get him on the show.
Dan D'Antoni would be great.
It'd be awesome.
Linz, you want to put him on the list?
I could interview Dan as Dan.
Yeah, I mean, considering he's a coach at Marshall, shouldn't it be too hard to track him down?
We should be able to get him.
Well, I got to be a little politically correct here. You can interview him. You can, you know.
Why can't you interview him?
He plays for the enemy. They're the enemy, Steve. The enemy tonight.
And
for the
next, is not. Dan
for the
is
next
not the
two
enemy.
Weeks, his brother coaches the team we hate. We hate this team for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but Dan is not.
They stand in front of Lakers Clippers.
Dan's not a hateable guy. He's just a colorful guy.
Yeah, he really isn't. I can't wait for this series. I think it's going to be great. Here comes she. Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of this will come down to whether or not James Harden can get to the free throw line, right?
Yep. Oh, 100%. He's practicing his flop right now.
Now, how do you feel about NBA referees in general?
They suck.
Okay. Will you say that at 2:15 when the VP and head of NBA referee development and training, Monty McCutcheon, is on this show? Will you say to Monty what you say when he's not online? Will you tell him that you think all NBA referees suck? Because as you know, I do not. I think it's a really hard job.
Yeah. No, I will say it in a nicer way. I will say that I think that NBA refs, there could be a foul on any play, and it's totally random the way they get called. Now, is that a way of saying I think NBA refs are inefficient?
And then what I will do is I will say, or Monty, as he said before you came on, George, play the clip, and I will get George to play the clip of what you honestly feel.
George, pull that clip.
Pull that clip, George, play it for Monty, and we'll see. Monty's one of the great guys in the NBA, so he will, and he has a lot of patience. So we'll see if you can maintain your cool when you ask questions to Monty, because he will answer all of your questions.
I like that.
You may not like the answers, but he will answer all of them.
When I hear about all those ticky-tack fouls in the last 5 seconds of games in the playoffs. By the way, talk about the last half second of a game last night.
Oh, my gosh. So the Celtics had that game.
That was
they
the
had it.
Craziest play, half second on the clock. Do you have this, Jorge? I think we've got the call. Kyle Lowry with the inbounds over Taco Fall. Hit it. No, I don't think so. Stand by.
What in the world made me think that he had?
I put it on the sheet.
Let me pull it up. I was pulling up the other part of the tape you asked me to pull.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. I would just assume the stuff that is on the sheet is probably available more or less. Raptors beat the Celtics 104-103 last night. By the way, that salvaged the Raptors season. They were basically dead. If they lose that game, down 0-3, you're dead.
I still think the Celtics are going to win that series. They just look like the better team to me. But OG Anunoby saved them. I mean, yeah. And you need everything to go exactly right. They had 0.5 left. And Lowry threw the ball completely across the court. Anunoby kind of caught it and shot it all in one motion. And did you notice when the ball left his hand, there was 0.1 on the clock?
Right.
0.1. He couldn't have taken any more time than he did. And it went in. But don't you think Boston's better?
I think Boston's better. Yeah, I think Boston's a better team.
I mean, I'm going to pick Toronto to go to the finals.
Basically,
but Toronto doesn't look like they're into this.
They've been a better team except for one half second. Second of the series, Toronto was the better
Fred
team.
Fred VanVleet made a great play to get him close, but that shot was unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, here is the call. This is the Raptors call of what happened last night.
Anunoby, catch and shoot. Good! Down the bottom of the well for OG Anunoby. Toronto wins it. OG splashes it home on the cross-court pass from Lowry. They're going to review it. And if it stands, Toronto is back in the series as OG splashes it down.
Wow.
I have seen it all.
OG, I have seen it all. It was a fun call. It was a great game. It seems like every night we're getting great basketball in the bubble. We're getting really exciting finishes in the bubble. Obviously the Clippers rolled Denver. I think that series is, I mean, honestly, that's probably a five-game series. I think the Lakers and Rockets probably a five-game series. We're going to get the matchup that you've wanted all along, Lakers versus Clippers.
I think so, but we had this once before, Mace. We had Lakers and Clippers. They were both up 3 games to 1. And that's when Mike D'Antoni put Daniel Ewing in the game cold off the bench, and he forgot to play defense, and that was it. But I think we're heading that way. It seems the odds are that we're going to get it. And I'm just disappointed that we don't get it at Staples Center.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're in a pandemic. We'll take what we can get.
Of course. We'll take what we can get. So it's a really busy show. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening. Thank you if you were an afternoon drive listener and you've joined us now in our regular time slot, the one we always should have been in, every afternoon, middays, 1 to 4. We've got Diana Rossini coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will talk some NFL with her. As John mentioned, Monty McCutcheon, the VP and head of NBA referee development and training, will be here at 2:15, and then Anthony Slater from The Athletic at 3 o'clock. And 3:15 is the pop quiz. We are giving away a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from John Patterson, OC Mazda, Huntington Beach Mazda, Tustin Mazda, and you got to pay attention to everything we say today. At some point, we're going to say something that will be on the quiz at 3:15. Now, if you have been if you haven't been listening all week long, if you checked out on Monday or you're busy on Tuesday, whatever, if you haven't been listening the whole time, you're not going to be able to answer all five questions. So make sure, get your notes together, and be ready. 3:15, you can win a $100 gas card plus a key that may start the 2021 Mazda CX-30 just this week and next week. Then we will have given away four keys, and on September the 14th, we will see which one of those keys starts the brand new Mazda CX-30. So pay attention to absolutely everything. Big night last night for Clayton Kershaw. We will look at that next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Whose house? Rams house. Can you believe 1 week from Sunday is the opener? Thursday night. We've got Thursday night football coming up this coming week. Crazy that the NFL has gotten here. And, of course, we are in the midst of the NBA playoffs, and the Western Conference semifinals start tonight for the Lakers. Lakers versus Rockets. Last night, John, I was switching back and forth a little bit because you know what was happening at Dodger Stadium there for a while.
Kershaw was piling up even more strikeouts.
No hitter through into the sixth. No hitter into the sixth. So I was on it. Very special game.
No hitter is not worth mentioning until seventh inning.
Well, I lock in a little bit earlier than that. I want to go to a big moment in the career of Clayton Kershaw last night. Dodgers, by the way, won their 18th game in their last 21. Clayton Kershaw with a very, very big and memorable strikeout.
Curveball for his third strikeout of the night and strikeout number 2,500 in Clayton Kershaw's career.
Here is Clayton Kershaw after the game on his 2,500th strikeout.
It's obviously a huge honor, and thankful that I've been able to be here long enough to do it, and hopefully I can keep going.
There is Clayton Kershaw. Big moment. Now, John, you have said many times, until you get a ring, you can't be considered a great.
That you can't be considered the greatest Dodger, because he's the greatest Dodger regular season pitcher of all time. His regular season numbers are better than Koufax, better than Drysdale, better than Fernando. He's the greatest regular season Dodger pitcher of all time, and it's not close. You cannot recognize him as the greatest Dodger pitcher ever unless he gets a ring.
But you can recognize him as one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Not if he doesn't get a ring.
Lots of guys don't have rings.
But name me one person who's considered the greatest.
Is Karl Malone one of the greatest players of all time?
Not the.
Is he one of the greatest players of all time?
Not in my conversation. Not my top five.
Karl Malone isn't. He isn't the second best power forward in basketball history.
But he's behind Tim Duncan, who won five rings.
Right, but he's one of the greatest player. See, I think we place way too much emphasis.
Name the greatest player in any sport, and I guarantee you he has a ring. At least one. Probably a bunch of them.
The greatest. I'm saying among the greatest.
Yeah, sure. Put him in the boat.
He's phenomenal. He's still phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
After all these years, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
he's a Cy Young candidate this year.
You're the one that canceled Kershaw Day.
Yeah, I know. I just think we place too much emphasis on rings. Clayton Kershaw is one guy. He cannot be solely responsible for whether the Dodgers win the World Series or not. He gets two starts in a series.
I'm telling you, put him on a lie detector and ask him, is your career complete? Do you consider it a success that you envision for yourself if you don't win a ring? And he'll say, no way.
Again, ask him, are you one of the greatest pitchers of all time? The answer is yes. He's one of only 39 guys with 2,500 strikeouts in his career.
He can't be the greatest unless he wins rings. I mean, think about it. The greatest quarterback of all time is Tom Brady. The greatest basketball player of all time is a toss-up between guys like Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron. All of them, multiple rings. It's just you can't be in the discussion if you don't win championships. That's what people look at as greatness, is that you led your team to a title.
What do you think of Ted Williams?
I think he was a great hitter. I wouldn't put him as the best baseball player of all time.
Never got a ring.
Right.
What do you think of Ken Griffey Jr.?
Good.
Never got a ring.
Yeah. I mean,
Ernie Banks.
I know. I mean, you can
Barry Bonds, Juan Marichal, Harmon Killebrew. I mean, there are lots of people that we can. I mean, Harmon Killebrew is the actual logo of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's the logo. When you look at the major league sign, it's Harmon Killebrew.
Right.
Never won a ring. Is he one of the greatest? I don't know. He's the logo.
Yeah, to me, you have to win a ring or else your career is incomplete.
I think the ring or you're nothing attitude is...
I'm not saying you're nothing. I'm just saying you can't be the best.
Yeah, I think you can be pretty damn good. Ted Williams batted .400 last time I checked. Isn't he the last guy to do it?
Yep, .406, 1941.
And
by the way,
he can only be responsible for
his... Weird stat.
Yeah.
What you would call a sassy stat. I would call a saucy stat.
Sassy!
Ted Williams did not win the MVP that year.
Right.
Because the writers all hated him because he was mean to the writers.
Well, and it was pretty much, it was the two Boston writers who voted against him.
Didn't put him on their, you
didn't
ten,
even, didn't even put
ten
him on
spots,
the ballot.
Refused to put him on the ballot.
Yeah, that's being a jerk. That's how you be a jerk.
I think DiMaggio had his 56-game hitting streak that year, so they gave it to him.
Yeah. I think when Clayton Kershaw is long gone, we will miss him. We will miss him.
Yeah, will you miss him in the playoffs, where his ERA is twice as high as it is in the regular season?
Will I miss him? They banged the trash can against him in Game 5 of the World Series when he was pitching really,
in the other
really
games
well.
Too.
They stole the World Series from him. They damaged his legacy. I would argue that Clayton Kershaw had a tremendous 2017 postseason, and he did.
Until he ran into the Astros. Yeah, you could make that argument.
With beating the trash cans and all that garbage that they were doing. Anyway, I think Kershaw is – I actually think he's underappreciated. He's underappreciated. All right, LeBron James, as we continue to get ready for the Western Conference semifinals to start tonight, did a press availability. I think this was yesterday. And Jorge, do you have this? Okay, here is LeBron on James Harden.
I think what people get lost in translation with James is how available he is to his teammates, night in and night out. I mean, if you look at how many games he plays per year and how many minutes he plays throughout the course of his career, pretty much he's always been available. He's always been in uniform, and he's been doing this at a high level for a lot of years. I think that's what kind of get lost in translation because everybody kind of looks at Euro stepping and step back threes, but when you're available to your teammates, that's gigantic to any sport or any craft or anything that you're doing in life. If you're just available to someone, they know they can always count on you. I think that's pretty much the one of the best things that people don't recognize.
So availability.
You know what's interesting about that is
yeah.
that it goes against load management. You know, right. What he's recognizing him for is Harden just doesn't load manage.
Nope.
He's the anti-Kawhi.
Right.
You know, and
although, you know, I watched some of that Clippers game last night. Kawhi is just like a cyborg, man.
Oh, he's making the argument. Well, you know, both Kawhi and LeBron are trying to do something nobody's ever done
right,
before.
Right, of course.
Lead three teams to a championship and be the finals MVP for three different teams. Which is why I really want to see Lakers Clippers. I know you don't, but
I think it's over. I don't think Denver can play with the Clippers at all. I think
right, but you want Denver to beat the Clippers, right?
Yeah, I would have loved to see the Clippers go out in the second round. That would be fantastic, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so that's going to be I can't wait. I hope nothing happens. I hope neither one of those guys get hurt. Neither one of those teams get upset. Something doesn't happen to deprive us of that. I think it's going to be an unbelievable series. Because I think if those two cancel each other out, then it comes down to a battle between AD and Paul George.
Right.
And I'll take AD every
day. Give me AD all day.
Yeah.
AD all day. All right. Coming up next for you, Diana Rossini is going to join us, ESPN NFL correspondent, writer. We will talk to her about her prediction that Tampa Bay won't even make the playoffs. She's coming up next. She'll make her case. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. It is a big day, the start of the Western Conference semifinals, Lakers-Rockets tonight, 6 o'clock. Tip off, you of course will hear the game here on the home of the Los Angeles Lakers, ESPN LA 710. So
hey, you were just mentioning that football starts basically now. It starts Thursday.
It's here.
And there was no preseason football. I mean, this is when these teams hit the field, and they've been practicing in a pandemic.
Yep.
Is there a possibility that teams that we think are going to be really good aren't? And does it increase the chances of a squirrel team because there's been no preseason games and limited practice?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned this, and we'll bring Diana Rossini into this conversation when she gets here, but she had a really intriguing tweet that came out, I think, today. Speaking to NFL coaches and players about the upcoming season, many can't gauge their team development and overall ability. I asked one head coach, "Are you guys going to be any good?" He answered, "I honestly have no idea. We've had nothing to truly test us. It gives me anxiety."
To her point, or to his point, I guess, the Arizona Cardinals made a big trade.
Yes.
They went out and got DeAndre Hopkins, who's an unbelievable receiver, and now he's going to be working with Kyler Murray.
Correct.
Do we know if those guys are going to click right out of the gate? I mean, you can practice. Coaches for years have told me there is no substitute for game competition.
Right.
You can practice. You can put him up against your best corner. In that case, they could put him up against Patrick Peterson. We don't know. Do we know that Phillip Rivers is going to work in Indy?
Nope.
When he has
thing, Don. You have long railed against exhibition games.
Yeah, hate them.
But don't they give you some gauge? Don't they give you some sense of what a team is going to look like? Don't they give, under game conditions, an opportunity for coaches, head coaches, assistant coaches, to evaluate their talent and see how the pieces all fit together?
I would agree with you, but let's take your favorite team as an example.
Okay.
Sean McVay doesn't play anybody in those games.
Correct. He does not.
He does not play any of his 22 starters. So, in other words, it's just a money grab by the NFL to get season tickets ticket holders like you to pay for two games where you're not going to see the people that are eventually going to be on your team. They're a joke. If Mace, I would have completely come around to your side if teams would play their stars. But not only.
But some teams do. You're choosing the Rams as an exception. The Rams have this really unique, let's bubble wrap every starter and get ready for the opener.
Right, but even the other teams only play him for like two series.
You don't think, for example, Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback of the San Diego Chargers this year. You don't think Justin Herbert would have benefited from snaps during a preseason game?
I don't think he would have benefited any more than he could have if you bring another team in and scrimmage with him. Because if you bring another team in and scrimmage with him, then you can do whatever you want. You can change the details of the scrimmage. You can go offense, defense. You can go ones against twos. You can do whatever you want. I just think preseason games are a waste of time. College football doesn't have any preseason games.
No. And I think every coach goes into the season thinking, I don't know if we're any good.
Right.
Not named Dabo or Nick. I think those guys know, but I think everybody else, it's pretty much a jump ball. Yeah, I mean, somebody asked me yesterday, so you own season tickets. What happens when you own season tickets and there's a pandemic and there aren't going to be fans in games? What do you do with the money? Because I've already paid for the season tickets, right?
Right.
So what I decided to do, you could have all the money back. You could say, just give me my money back. I want my season ticket money back. But then you don't get the opportunity later in the year, if they happen to let fans in, to have access to those games. So what we decided to do was let the season ticket money ride, see if maybe late in the season there's an opportunity to get into a game and a limited number of fans, and then let everything else roll to next year. If we never get into the stadium, we just paid for next year's season tickets, so we're not getting any money back. I understand why some people would, because it's a chunk of dough. It's a chunk of dough. John, I want to ask you about hard seltzer. Can we take an abrupt turn here?
Why not?
Have you had the hard seltzer?
No.
Linz, have you had hard seltzer?
Sure have.
What do you, the White Claw?
There's alcohol in it, right?
I've tried it, yes.
Jorge, what about you? Hard seltzer?
White Claw, is that what you mean?
Yeah, White Claw.
I had a few.
Okay.
There's so many different kinds now. There's like every single brand on the planet is making them now, like Bud Light, Corona,
yep,
Coors, you name it.
So I want to ask you a question. There's one that's been advertising a lot during NBA games, and it is a hard seltzer with vitamin C. And every time I see it, I think that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I'm here to get drunk. I'm not here for vitamin C. Hold your antioxidants and just give me the hard seltzer part. Why are they putting vitamin C in hard seltzer?
Okay, so this is an interesting comment on advertising. I have no idea. I've watched a ton of NBA games. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen the commercial hard seltzer with vitamin C?
What's the product?
Well, that's where we run into problems. I do not remember. I don't remember the brand.
Their advertising isn't working.
But I know they have vitamin C.
Yeah, their advertising isn't working because you can't remember the name of the product.
It is called.
Boy, that's really so.
It's called Vizzy.
You just made Vizzy. Everybody in the marketing department and the advertising offices cringe.
Sorry, Vizzy.
You remembered that there was something about the product that you wanted to talk about, but you couldn't remember the product.
Yep. Yeah, can't remember the wow. product, but it has vitamin C. It's called Vizzy. I can't believe you haven't seen the ads. They run a lot during games. Vizzy hard seltzer with vitamin C. I'm here for the alcohol. I'm not here for the antioxidant.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right, I think we're going to sail on Diana Rossini, right?
Well, let's break. If we can't get her next segment, we get the scoop at the top.
Let's move on. We got the scoop at the top of the hour. We're getting ready for Lakers versus Nuggets tonight, 6 o'clock, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. We are getting ready for Lakers basketball tonight at 6 o'clock. LeBron coming off only the second time in his career averaging a triple-double in a series. He did that against the Blazers. And get this, LeBron, this is a sassy stat, has won 15 straight games in the conference semifinals. He has not. Wow. He does not lose in the conference semifinals. And by the way, in the conference semifinals, over that stretch, 15 straight wins, he's averaging 39-8. And the teams that he has played for have won by an average of 13 points per game. So blowouts. LeBron James big in the conference semifinals. How about those for sassy stats?
Boy,
you want to use those, John?
I don't think this is a sweep. Do you?
I think it's five. I think one game they'll shoot 40% from three on 50 threes, and you know they'll sting them. But I don't think it's a sweep. But I do think it's a five game series.
Yeah, I've got Lakers in six, but I think the Lakers are clearly the better team. It kind of depends on. Michael has an interesting way of putting this. He says it's the trees versus the threes.
That's a great explanation.
You know, and his point is that JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard, and LeBron are all taller than any of the Rockets' rotation players. The tallest Rocket rotation player is P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker and Robert Covington are both around 6'7".
Yep.
And so you've
How
got
tall is Tyson Chandler?
Well, he doesn't play.
Yeah, he's the tallest guy on the roster, but yeah, he's not getting out there.
Matter of fact, he has a unique statistic.
Mm-hmm.
There was an incident in one of the first round games where Oklahoma City, a Houston player got hurt.
Yep.
And when that happens on a foul, and when that happens, the other team gets to decide who shoots your free throws.
Right.
You need to go down your bench. So they picked Chandler.
Right.
He came into the game. He shot the free throw. He missed, and D'Antoni took him out. So he played 0 minutes, but he was 0-for-1.
He was a pinch free throw shooter.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to try to go big and put Tyson Chandler on the floor?
Are they
sticking with this this small lineup?
I would be absolutely shocked if Tyson Chandler played even 30 seconds in a game in this series.
Should the Lakers go small?
They could. I mean, at the end of games, their most efficient lineup has sometimes been with Anthony Davis at the five and put Kuzma out there and take JaVale and put him on the bench. So I think it depends how the game's going. It's an option for Frank Vogel. I think you'll see some of the Lakers small, but I think LeBron or AD, if it's a competitive game, I think LeBron or AD is out there, one or the other, if not both, at all times.
Well, I'll tell you what. The offensive boards are going to be where the Lakers just crush Houston. Lakers, one of the top offensive.
You can
offensive...
even take the word offensive out of that sentence.
Yeah.
Boards in general.
Lakers near the top of the league in offensive rebounds. Rockets dead last in offensive rebounds.
Well, because they don't have anybody tall out there.
Right. Nobody out there. I think the science experiment is interesting. I credit Daryl Morey for trying it. I love that Mike D'Antoni is giving it a shot in his farewell tour as the head coach of the Houston Rockets, but it's just not going to work. It is not a recipe to win.
Well, we're about to find out. And I Harden is the wild card.
Yeah.
If Harden goes off for 40 points, they have a great chance to win. If he doesn't, I like the Lakers in all those games, but we'll see. I love all the subplots. I think the subplots are going to be really fun. I think that the Lakers have a great opportunity here if they could, you know, beat the Rockets and take control of the series early. I don't know if Denver's going to beat the Clippers at all, but you don't want to give the Clippers any more rest than you get. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. So. Exactly. You know, I guess this is a good question. Who do you like in the series and how many games? I guess the big question is how many games and how do you think it's going to play out? 877-710-ESPN. Jump at the phones. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, did you see Taco Bell is getting rid of its Mexican pizza? Have you ever had the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell?
Never. I'll be honest. I didn't even know they had a Mexican pizza.
Oh, yeah. They have a Mexican pizza, man. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I've got a Taco Bell walking distance from my house. And at certain times of the day or night, especially the night, I find myself
it's good in a certain stoner
state,
food
stumbling down to the Taco Bell.
I would imagine that's a fairly decent size of Taco Bell's business.
Oh, I think they target that audience. Don't you think they target stoners? All those weird foods. The grilled cheese burrito, which is, by the way, very good. Right, it's got cheese on the outside.
Yeah, honest answer to this question.
Yeah.
Two questions.
Yep.
How far walking distance is the Taco Bell from your house?
Two blocks.
Have you ever, and be honest,
yep,
had it delivered?
No. It's too close.
I was going to say, that's when you're... There used to be this place when I lived in Hollywood called Pink Dot.
Right. Oh, sure. Pink Dot.
It was basically a supermarket that would deliver anything. And it was literally like three blocks from where I lived, but it was down a pretty steep hill.
Right.
And I would get lazy and I'd still call Pink
Dot. Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that Pink Dot is. I know exactly where you
lived.
You lived
above Sunset and La Cienega.
Yeah. You lived sort of above Sunset Plaza there, right?
Right. And yeah. I'd get lazy and just order Pink Dot.
But yeah, John, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not a lazy person, so even I want to get my steps in.
Yeah.
So I may be stoned.
Even when you're not stepping in a straight line.
Yeah, even when I'm not walking in a straight line, I still need to get my steps in. I think Taco Bell was invented for stoners. Did you see they're going to pass a bill to legalize marijuana?
Wait a minute. I thought it was already legal.
No, well, I mean federally.
Oh.
It's not legal federally right now. Technically, federally, it's not legal, but it states, 11 states have either for medical or for recreational purposes. But the Congress is going to pass a bill later on this month where marijuana becomes legal federally, and then everybody will be able to do it.
Yeah, I think they should have done it.
Which is about time.
Right.
Which is about time. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. John, we had earlier this week, let's skip that. I just realized that's something that's going to be on the quiz. I don't want to give away what's on the quiz. I don't think we've said, by the way, if you are listening carefully, I don't think we've said the thing that is going to be on the pop quiz at 3:15 today. I cannot emphasize enough. You've got to pay attention to absolutely everything we say.
Now, we're not giving the car away today, right? We're just giving the key away today. This is the fourth and final key, right?
Yep,
this
we've given away two keys. Today
so
is the third key.
Okay, third key. All right.
And next week is the final key. And then on September 14th, we will see whose key starts the brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30. We've given away a lot of stuff over the years, John, but never something as cool
as a
brand new car.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the nicest thing. We once gave away a reconditioned cell phone. Remember that?
I think we gave away a trip to the Super Bowl once.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big one.
But that was like 30 years ago.
Was the reconditioned cell phone a joke?
No, it was for real. We wish it would have been, Lindsay.
Why would somebody want a free reconditioned
this
cell phone?
This was right in the beginning of cell phones when like we said, we were giving them away. And then
I'm saying you'd get one pretty cheap for like $100
bucks. And then ESPN went through a phase where they were going, this lasted like 2 months and they gave up on it. There was a thing called an ESPN phone.
Yeah.
You know, where you could get scores and highlights and stuff like that. And we gave those away for a while. And then ESPN pulled the plug on the phone.
Yeah. And now scores and highlights are on everybody's phone.
Right.
Everybody's phone all the time.
Yeah, so it made a big difference.
Yeah, I still cannot get over the fact that we are entering this crazy period in sports. We've been doing the shows from our houses since March, early March. We are now 6 months into this experiment.
Wow.
And which means hardly leaving the house, doing the show from our living room. Where do you do the show from? Your den?
No, I do it from our guest room upstairs.
Guest room. And I do it from our living room. Lindsay, where do you do yours from?
That depends on how I'm feeling that day. All over the place.
I know where Jorge's doing the show from. He's the one guy that's in the studio holding everything together.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, John, we've got NBA playoffs and the Lakers in it. Dodgers, best team in baseball, and the playoffs are coming in October. an NFL starting Thursday and the Rams a week from Sunday at home against the Cowboys. Everything is happening all at once. We went from nothing to everything.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have Lakers, Clippers and Rams all in the same weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right, coming up next for you is the scoop, all the stuff that we haven't talked about yet. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.